Hey, it's Jeffrey and Hillary, and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and empowerment. So are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to challenge the norms and achieve extraordinary things? If you are, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll either unpack stories of other incredible women just like you who dare to dream big and turn those dreams into reality, or I'll have a topic that will leave you wanting to take action. I'm here to fuel your ambition, ignite your passion, and push you to reach the heights you never thought possible. So whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, nurturing a family, or chasing a personal dream, this podcast is your guide to getting you to achieve what it is you want in life. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's go, because we don't just dream it, we have to do it. It's time, ladies, to embrace your power and bounce back better together. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another podcast. I hope you're having a fabulous week, and this podcast today inspires you to take some action. I've got some very actionable tips for you to leave and feel and aim toward doing things better, because this is about excellence, this podcast, not perfection. Don't be confused. We don't need perfection, but we do need to strive for excellence. And some of you right now are thinking, oh my God, I'm just functioning as it is. And maybe some areas of your life, that's okay to just be managing to get through. And trust me, I am an 80% done is better than 100% not started kind of person. Just get it done. It doesn't have to be perfect. But striving for excellence, meaning in a different way, meaning aiming for higher standards in whatever you do. And inaction isn't a solution for that. As in, if you're not doing something that you'd like to be doing and you think that you're not perfect, you're better off seeing excellence in that moment as doing something. And that's a fabulous way to look at it, isn't it? That is a fabulous way to look at it, isn't it? And I think that we need to see that, yes, it's not about perfection, but it's about going beyond the usual and reaching the level that's really impressive in whatever that you do. And whatever that you do, oh my goodness, I've just had a word bumble already. I've actually had two. And I, because it's not about being perfect, like I said, it's about growing, learning, and pushing yourself to be the best in areas of your life. It includes being skilled, trustworthy, dedicated, but it really, in short, excellence is about consistently doing great work and making a positive difference, whether you're a parent, whether you're in business. I don't care what you do, you're driving a truck, you're behind a counter, you're sitting at a desk, you're digging holes, you're painting fences. It does not matter what you do. What matters is that you do your best to do it as well as you can. And there are fabulous outcomes when you do that. So today I'm going to work through some fabulous ways that you can be excellent. And maybe you're thinking, oh, I don't have the energy. But you know what? This is a trigger and a reminder, and you don't have to apply them all. But I know I'm going to spark some thought for you. And that's what I want. I want you to think, correct. Oh, I could do that. Oh, and if I can do that for you and make one small change that makes you happier, better, more successful, or just smile a wee bit, then my job is done, my friend. I spoke to a lovely lady yesterday and she's coming on the podcast. So we will be chatting. But I asked her, what do you like about the podcast? Because I do like to have feedback. How can I improve? How can I make this podcast excellent? And feel free to send me an email, hillary@hillarysaxton.com. If you have some ideas on that, I won't be offended. I'll just have a read and think, correct, I will. So if you've got any feedback or any topics you'd like me to cover, let me know. But the reason for this topic today is, crikey, it took forever for me to come up with it. I'm recording it late, which is not my favorite thing to do. The reason I'm recording it late is I had a bit of a mind blank. There was nothing there. My podcasts generally come from something that's happened during that week. And I think, wow, if this is happening to this person, this is happening to other people. And it's happening to me. Don't get me wrong. All of these things that I speak about, I work on a regular basis as well. I also implement as many of the strategies as I can because I too want a better, happier, more successful life. And I'm not saying that my life isn't great and that I'm not successful and I'm not happy. I'm just saying, we could all do with more, could we not? So what made me pick this podcast? Well, Jackie, bless her, spoke about her last week in the podcast. She, when I was speaking to her last week, told me of a book that I should read. So I immediately got it. And it's The Wealth That Money Can't Buy by Robin Sharma. And I have read about four of his other books. So I do like him as an author. So straight away, jumped online, grabbed the book. And I was listening to it in the early hours this morning. I'm going to say 3:30 because I woke up and I thought I'll put that on. And I usually would put something on and it'll just put me back to sleep. But I got too interested. I became invested in the book. So then I could not go back to sleep. And my brain got excited. And I thought, oh my goodness, I need to get out of bed because I have got the podcast. It is on excellence. Because in this book, he talks about where he was writing. I think he was writing a book. Because remember, I'm listening to this half asleep. And he was receiving slices of lemon in his tea or water, and they had de-pipped the lemon. And he pointed out that that was somebody doing their job with excellence. And he had even written about that and brought it up in his other book, The 5 AM Club, which I would recommend, Robin Sharma's 5 AM Club, a great read. So he was talking about how when we're excellent, it just makes a difference for other people's experience. And then he talked of another situation where he was out for dinner and he'd asked for a particular wine and the waiter couldn't pronounce the wine. During the conversation, he said, how long have you worked there? And he said, 11 years. And he thought, wow, if you'd worked there 11 years, would you not have made an effort to learn the name of the wine? You're going to be getting tips, all sorts of things. So it was just interesting that that kind of fired me up. And I thought, tips for excellence, yes. And by these aren't the only tips. Really, I'm working or going through the lens of Dale Carnegie. And if you know Dale Carnegie, or if you don't know of him, he was a famous speaker, author. He wrote the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He's very big on communication. And that's probably his bigger thing, because how to win friends and influence people. He's quite big on business tips as well. But anyway, I will cover through tips really based through his lens, not mine, but I love them all. And some of them do cross into what I believe. And maybe it's because I read this book many years ago. So maybe that's why. But anyway, less about what I thought, more about let's get into why we need to have those tips for excellence, why we need to make an effort to be more, not be more excellent, that doesn't, be more excellence doesn't make sense. But like I alluded to, it's really for happiness. It's for having more success in your life, just being the best version of you. Isn't that what you want? And what happens is we live our life doing the same thing over and over. I alluded to it last week with our thinking patterns. We have them over and over, and that's because our brain is lazy. Well, the other thing that we do are the same actions over and over, because, and they become habits. So repeatedly doing something forms a habit. And that's because it's easier for our brain to do the same thing. But sometimes those habits that we have stop us from achieving more, from growing personally, because we will grow, develop, you know, have higher standards. We will stop doing that when we get caught in habits of doing the same thing over and over. Ironically, I sat with a girlfriend yesterday afternoon and caught up for a sneaky vino. And she was talking to me. She's a school teacher and she had to deal with some misbehaving teenage boys. And to be fair, in a classroom where she's teaching cooking and they're using knives. So she said that she'd contacted 7 parents to say, until you can talk to your child about, well, adolescent, about behaving in this environment after she'd already asked them to, well, then they're not welcome back in the class. And she said the response from the parents was quite horrific. And I said, what did you really want to say? She said, I just wanted to tell them to be better parents and put some boundaries in place and create better people. But she couldn't say that. That was, you know, out of line for a teacher. But I loved that. That's where this excellence starts. So excellence starts at parenting. And, you know, it starts when we, it doesn't matter whether wine waiter, whether the person who takes the pips out of the lemon, we are the person keeping our house tidy. We are the cleaner. We are the person painting the fence. We are the truck driver. We are the woman sitting at her desk typing something. We are anybody. And there is always room for us to become excellent at what we do. And I think that that sort of was what sparked me at before 4 AM. And then I thought, I can't get out of bed before now. I waited until 10 past 4 because I was just so fired up and my brain started going. I got very excited. And it made me want to go forth and keep doing stuff. So anyway, let's look at the tips that that we can use to become more excellent. And one is to develop a genuine interest in others. It's a foundational principle in achieving excellence. So we have to listen more and value others and value their perspectives. We don't have to agree with them, but we have to hear them. We must hear what they say, because it also helps foster a supportive network. And when you have a supportive network, what does that do? It helps you achieve your goals. So when you have a genuine interest in others, you listen to them and you find out about them. Ironically, A while back, I was in a meeting somewhere and I met somebody and they said, "What do you do?" And I very much skim over the top until somebody is genuinely interested. And hence this, number one, be genuinely interested. So I said, "Oh, I do a bit of property development and I do a bit of woman motivation stuff. That's my sort of side gig." And that was kind of there. And this person jumped in and started telling me how they do this and that. And they had this whole long list of everything that they do. And one of them was, "Oh, and I do flips and I'm looking for a team. Do you want to join my team?" Meaning renovations. And I thought, oh my goodness, I was almost could have been insulted. I've done 23 renovations and currently, when I said I do a bit of property, ask me what that means. I'm a property developer currently doing massive stuff. I raise capital up to like, you know, a few million in the last month or so. My role is quite big what I do and I'm developing big things. I'm not going to go and help you paint your back fence. Don't get me wrong. If it was my own reno, I would definitely paint my back fence because I love doing things like that. But I thought to myself, wow, so busy wanting to talk about themselves, not interested in finding out what that meant. And one of those people that just wants to keep talking about themselves. And we all know those people. They just don't stop talking about them. They do not know how to have a conversation, conversing. You know, the old ratio, one mouth, two ears, use it. But be genuinely interested in what people have to say. Find out about them. That is a skill that I have. I can walk into a room and by the time I leave, I pretty much know a lot of things about everyone. That is great networking and I'm pretty good at it. I have to say that. And I would say most people wouldn't know too much about me because they don't know how to be genuinely interested in others. So that is a skill you need to develop and that will propel you forward in excellence because you will have trust, you'll have more people around you, a supportive network and that sort of thing helps you achieve your goals. It makes you luckier. You'd be surprised at how many coincidental things happen when you know more about what other people can, have, do, want, need, all of those sorts of things. So that's our number one. And how can you do that? Just closing your mouth. That's easy. Close your mouth. And ask a few questions because people's favorite topic is themselves. But just remember that people's favorite topic is themselves. How about asking somebody about them instead of always telling somebody about you? Okay, number two, master effective communication. And effective communication is a key to personal, professional success. Learn to express your ideas clearly and confidently. And that means both in written and verbal. And I'm sort of going along the lines of don't cut a short story long. Learn how to be succinct. There are times when it can be a long story, but many times things need to be articulated and shorter, unless it's a very humorous story, then people love that generally. But if you're the only one laughing and they're looking at you, they're not interested. So master effective communication, which is what that person did in my last example, didn't. And we have to learn that just rambling on and on and on just makes people switch off. People, they might not say anything, but they will not stand, be with you, listen. Again, it's a tool, something that we need to do, master effective conversation. And again, it's learning how to ask questions and listening to the answer and being genuinely interested, which was the first one. The next one, it's harness the power of enthusiasm. How enthusiastic are you? I have to say, the last 2 days, I've had nil enthusiasm. I've been very flat. I haven't felt very well, and it doesn't happen to me very often. And I didn't like it. I had to force myself to smile. I had no energy. I had to leave a meeting I was in at the end. I just did what I needed to do and go because my energy was too low. Now, what was wrong there? Number one, I think I was a little bit burned out, just having had too much on, playing with my grandson, which was the best, by the way. Oh my goodness, he's just the best. But I'd had a full day of that, you know, driven a long way, can't come back, gone to a meeting, president, full on. And I just thought, I've got no energy here. I have to leave at the end, of course, wouldn't leave during. But there are times in our life when we don't have it. And you've got to remember, we don't want that to carry on from that meeting to the next day, to the next day, because after a while, that too becomes a habit. Remember, an action repeated will become a habit. So we need to be aware of what we're doing because we don't want things to become habits. And do you find you've lacked enthusiasm somewhere? Where's your enthusiasm waned? And if it has, how can you bring it back? Have you thought about bringing enthusiasm back? A simple thing that you can try, and a tool here, is to set an intention. Well, first of all, if it was like me, I just needed a really good rest and some vegetables and just a bit of a glass of water and a reset. But I've woken up today and I'm back to normal. I have my energy and I'm excited, but definitely wasn't there for the last couple of days. So when you are there, if you notice that there is no enthusiasm, think, am I tired? What is the reason for this? And you don't want it to become a habit. Be aware of you. And this is the core of everything that I believe in. It's self-awareness and personal growth on the inside. Because when we do that, we can achieve the things we want on the outside. You know you. As I say that, I'm clasping my fist. And when I said, you can achieve what you want, I opened my fingers wide. It brings me joy, and that's not even a word that I use, but I feel good about saying that. So what one thing you could try if you're in a habit of going into a space where you lack enthusiasm is just setting an intention. And this is something I used to do a lot when I was doing actual coaching. I would sit before, if it was face-to-face and I was going into a meeting room or perhaps just somebody's house or a meeting somewhere, before I got out of the car, I would shut my eyes and set an intention, which is something similar to just thinking how you want the outcome. So I would think, I'm going into this coaching call now and I'm going to be able to offer this person everything they need. The energy that they have by the end will be elevated and they're going to feel fabulous about how in their direction to move forward. It'd be something like that. I'd shut my eyes, I'd feel it. It's almost like a vision, but it's the intention I would set. So then my brain was doing everything to do that. It was seeking ways to do that during that session. So if you're feeling like you are lacking enthusiasm and you're going somewhere or, you know, you're just sitting to dinner with your husband, kids, whatever, and you're exhausted, maybe you got to fake that one. Maybe you got to set an intention. Okay, I'm going to have energy for the next 30 minutes and then I need some time out to have a bath or whatever that is. But you could try that one. But I think the number one thing for harnessing that power of your enthusiasm is to be aware of you. And just notice when you go down, and that's when journaling comes in handy, write that stuff down and self-reflection. Reflect back at the end of the day, how did I go? Where was I flat? Where was I up? Where was I down? What needs work? The next one is embrace continuous improvement. Commit to lifelong learning and improvement and regularly assess your skills and seek feedback. Feedback, like if you want to give me feedback, I would love feedback. Send me an email. And I'm not sure if I've already said that because this was take two and I might have already said that at the beginning of the first podcast that I went on a take one and I thought, not good enough, Hillary, start again. I was 7 minutes in. So feel free to give me feedback. Email hillary@hillarysaxton.com or if just you've got topics you'd love for me to cover, let me know. And if I've said that, I'm sorry. It's in there twice. But seek feedback and identify areas for growth. That's where for me, my attending Toastmasters was fabulous because it gave me an opportunity to have feedback. So everything you do gets assessed, somebody gives you feedback on. And my mentor, I asked her every week to give me the feedback, not the feedback that you get at Toastmasters, which is like the CRC, commend, recommend, which is the feedback, and then commend again. So people, you know, are praised for what they do so you don't feel like you did this bad, bad, bad. But I would also ask for the negative stuff. I'm like, yep, I know where I was good. Where do I need improvement? And I would ask her to let me know. And I didn't receive that with a blockade or a wall up because that wasn't where I was heading with it. I really wanted to use the feedback so I could be better. And that's always been my goal when it comes to speaking, to be better. And all of that work has led to me to be able to do this, to sit in front of a microphone and speak. Hopefully, well, I do hear the odd bumble, word bumble or mispronunciation, which does my head in. Every time I hear one, I'm like, oh my goodness. But I've improved hugely from when I started. So that's because I've embraced continuous improvement in this arena. And that's been 3 years of constant. And to be completely honest, I've been speaking for many years and always working on improvement. I've done a 6-day speaker's course, 6 full days of speaking. I've done many things to hone and polish this craft because anyone can speak. Some people can stand on stage and speak, but there is an art to putting together a message that people want to hear. And like I said, effective communication, just rambling on, isn't the answer. So being able to succinctly say what needs to be said so it impacts somebody and they feel good and want to take action is different to just being able to talk. So when you set ambitious goals, you know, here we go, clarity, but they've got to be attainable and take consistent steps, like I always say, toward improving something, you will. And you've all done it somewhere in your life. I remember my friend Connie got on a health buzz a while ago and she fully started to understand some health things and was able to share them with me because I was looking down the same road, pointed me in a direction. So went a long way in knowledge. The same as me with property developing. Crikey, what did I know? What did I know about raising money? I didn't know, and many of you probably don't even know that I do this sort of thing. I knew nothing about that. And now it's my everyday. That's the everyday job. It's what I do during the day, talk to people about raising money, about investing money and property development. But I didn't know about that until I invested that time into myself and learned. And I learned from probably the best person you could learn from. That's another thing. So it's getting embrace continuous improvement. And I'm going to go through coaching. And I just fully believe that having a coach is the best thing you could do. And I've said it on numerous, and no, this isn't a plug for myself. I don't have any spaces available, but seeking somebody to push you forward and help you with direction is, it propels you. And I don't even know the words to say how it does. It's just absolutely fantastic. And it's something I believe in doing. So yes, continuously embrace improvement as a mum, as a truck driver, as an office lady, as the person who pulls the pips out of the lemon, as the person who learns how to pronounce the wine. Whatever you do, do it well. And I'm okay with not always. I know sometimes we're just, you know, lacking that enthusiasm because we're exhausted or whatever. But make your mission in life to just embrace continuous improvement. And the last one is build continuous confidence through taking action. We have to take action. It's all very well listening to this podcast, my friends, and not doing anything about it. And that is a huge statistic, that people listen to stuff and do nothing about it. Confidence is built through taking action. Take on challenges, face your fears, learn from your experiences. Getting it wrong is okay. Every small victory boosts your confidence and prepares you for bigger challenges. Because excellence isn't achieved overnight. You don't get excellence because you decided to do something today. It takes a series of nonstop actions that are deliberate that will help you on your journey to excellence. And if excellence is too hard a word for you to hear, let's just call it being better. So build confidence through action. I think it was this book that I was listening to. He talked about the 5 actions a day toward your thing. I'm usually a bit of a 3-action-a-day person. 3 things that you will do today toward your goal. That's my number one. But if you were wanting to be better, if you were wanting to create excellence in your life, because that will make a massive difference, out of the things that I've spoken through today, and I'll just run through them, what triggers the most for you? Where do you think I could work on that one? So I'll go through them. So it's developing a genuine interest in others, mastering effective communication, harnessing the power of enthusiasm, embracing continuous improvement, and building confidence through action. It'd be great if you wanted to tap into them all, but which one of those resonated the most for you? Whichever that was, your takeaway today, what I would love for you to do is create an action step for today. An example might be where it says, build confidence through action. It might be, right, I'm actually going to read that book that Hillary talked about, The 5 a.m. Club, or The Wealth Money Can't Buy. It might be that. It might be, I'm going to make a phone call to somebody. It could be anything. Join that parenting thing. Join a club, whatever it is. But whatever that thing is for you, out of those five, I want you to take an action this week. Take one action. I want you to now sit there and nod your head and say, yes, Hillary, I'm going to take an action. I'm going to do one of those things to start creating a little bit of excellence in my life. Because I am sure there are some areas that you are already totally excellent. But I know that there are some areas that you could be better at, because there are some that I could be better at, and I figure we're all exactly the same. So what will you do? Have a think. Make a promise to yourself right now that you're going to do something to achieve that level of excellence. Alrighty, lovely people. I think that's time. I think I've talked enough about excellence, because we don't want to be stuck in mediocre, do we? And we live our life through a series of habits. And if we start creating habits of excellence, whoa, is that not the way that we boost ourselves forward and leave the mediocre land behind? You betcha. And you deserve more, my lovely friends. All of you can have, can do, can be whatever they want. It is a choice right now. Draw a line in the sand and make it happen. So as per, please send somebody a text and tell them they're amazing. Send them a thumbs up. Send them anything. Send somebody something to make them feel inspired. That's action two. And action three, I'd love for you to write me a review. Could I ask two people to write me a review? And then when you have, send me a text or an email and say, Hillary, I just wrote your review on Spotify or Apple. I think it's Apple. But I would love for you to do that. That would be fabulous. Send me a message and let me know that you did, or on Instagram. And if you don't have the book, for the first few people who do that, actually, Three Wines In will come on the post for you. How would you like a copy of that? And if you already have one, you could have it as a gift to give away. Yeah, there you go. I don't usually do that. So you're on a winner. Well, lovely people, I hope you found that useful. I hope you found a reason to want to be excellent in somewhere in your life, in another area. I'm sure you are somewhere already. And I hope you're inspired to take action, because I just want you to choose one of those things and move forward on it. So that's the end of the Bounce Back Better podcast for this week. I will catch you next week. And I'm super excited, because I already have next week's plan. I'll catch you soon. Bye for now.